Desperate for Jesus by Maria Fontaine.
As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. Psalm 42, 1 and 2. The Lord tells us in Jeremiah 29:13, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." As we strive to draw close to Him, to worship Him, and acknowledge Him in all our ways, we learn how to be desperate for Jesus to work in and through our lives and to equip us with every good thing for doing His will. Talking to the Lord throughout the day not only gives us precious moments of intimacy with Him, but it is also one of the secrets to strengthening your faith. When you are continually praising and acknowledging the Lord, you're more aware of His presence and His ultimate control of the situation, and thus it's easier to leave it in His hands and trust that He's taking care of it. It also makes it more natural and easier to remember to ask Him about little things throughout the day, as you're not having to make a big transition from business to prayer, because you've already been including Him in what you're doing. Our declarations of worship of the Lord are a sign of our love for Him. Not only that, but they remind us of the Lord's constant presence and help us to be more in tune with Him. This reminds us of how desperately we need Him and gives Him glory. Another benefit of acknowledging the Lord and praising Him throughout the day is that it strengthens our relationship with Him and makes it easier for us to receive from Him and be fed from His Word when we sit down to read. The times we spend in His Word and loving the Lord are so important to our walk with Him. One of the risks we face in our relationship with the Lord is when we grow familiar with His Word. We've been richly blessed to have the Lord's written Word and inspired publications and posts, as well as podcasts and online material, both those produced by TFI and other Christians, so easily available online like never before in any period of history. It is important, however, to be vigilant about becoming familiar with God's Word to where you're not hungry for it and you don't receive from it like you should. If you're feeling that way, you may wonder what to do or where to go from there. Some keys to making the most of your times of devotion include making a conscious effort to slow down when you sit down to read and asking the Lord to help you absorb what you're reading, praying against spiritual lethargy, or starting a new word study project. Here are a few tips for making your walk with the Lord alive again if it has cooled off or if you feel you've become familiar with His Word. 1. Make it a habit to never read just for the sake of reading, but determine to take the time to think about how to apply what you read to your daily life and ministry. 2. Vary your devotional times with different types of resources. Maybe you'd want to study a certain book of the Bible, or read a new post, or listen to a podcast. 3. When something speaks to you or seems like a good point, do more than dwell on it for a moment. Write it down, or mark it to review or pray about later. Ask the Lord to speak to you about it. 4. Review the scriptures about the Word of God and what it meant to God's men of old, and pray for that love and desire to be born afresh in you. 5. Remind yourself of the plight of the many lonely and destitute people in the world who don't have the truth. Seeing what a difference it would make in their lives helps you see what a blessing it is in yours. 6. Remember the good effects of the Word in your life. Reading and studying the Word, partaking of it, and letting it be your guiding light will strengthen and grow your faith. 7. Go outside or someplace peaceful and commit your heart and mind and time to the Lord in prayer. When you've committed yourself to the Lord, it helps you enter into a more receptive state of mind and be better able to receive His word. 8. Ask the Lord to help you to hunger and thirst for His word with an open heart to receive, believe, and do whatever He shows you. If the Lord can raise up people who are dead or dying, He can certainly give you the life of the Spirit that you seek. I hope these ideas are helpful. If you're feeling like you could use an extra boost of inspiration in your times of devotional reading and prayer, and are still unsure what will work for you, why not ask the Lord what you need? What is desperation? Lastly, here is a message received from Jesus when we asked, how is desperation for Him manifested? When you're desperate for something, that means you can't live without it. You're willing to work for it. You're willing to sacrifice for it. Desperation for me is a matter of earnestly desiring my presence, my spirit, and my will, guidance, and intervention in your life. Desperation for me guides you to seek my presence and my kingdom first, trusting me for all the other things that you need to be added to you. Desperation for my spirit is a matter of the heart, and the true, long-lasting joy you seek can only be found through having the spirit of desperation that draws you to me. If you're desperate for me, you'll be seeking my presence and constantly aware of me. Desperation is an acknowledgement of me as you openly proclaim that you need me and constantly seek my guidance and help. My spirit is drawn to those who are desperate and in need. I'm drawn to the hearts of those who desire me and are desperate for me. Feeling weak or incapable is a form of desperation and can make it easier to depend on me and desperately seek my face and my strength. If you can usually do things in your own strength, it can be hard to see or feel the desperate need for me. This is when you can come to me and say, Lord, You've given me talents and strengths that enable me to fulfill my calling, but I know that they came from Your hand, and that without You, I wouldn't have any of these gifts in the first place. So take me as I am. I desperately cling to You, because I know that You are the glue that holds me together. Without You, I can do nothing. My strength is made perfect in Your weakness, and my grace will always be sufficient for you, no matter what you face. As you turn to me for my strength, help, power, and anointing, my spirit will be drawn closer to you, and you will experience my confidence and sufficiency. Prayer. Dear Jesus, help each of us to trust in you with all our hearts and learn to acknowledge you in all our ways, and not lean to our own understanding. We want to express our love for you, our thankfulness to you, and our honest admissions that we need you desperately and can't do anything without you. Help each of us to learn how to pray, praise, and glorify you continually throughout our day.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.